Now we begin to move out, and as we move out here, we come to an interval that takes place between the time he was born or the time of his rejection until he returns as the king to rule on this earth. And now I'm reading verse 3. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she who travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And I think this is a very marvelous verse. Someone says it still has reference to the birth of Christ. It's true that it speaks here of the fact that Mary travailed. But you can't read this passage without realizing that it's also talking about the nation Israel. And it speaks of the fact of their worldwide dispersion, and they were scattered by the judgment of God, but they are to be regathered. But before they're regathered, the nation is to travail. And that travail is the great tribulation period that they'll go through, because we're told here that she who travaileth hath brought forth, then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. Verse 4, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. And he's depicted here as the shepherd that feeds them. You see, he's the shepherd to the church, and he's also the shepherd to the nation Israel. And he is the one, by the way, that is to bring to this earth the thing that this world needs. And you talk about a Christmas gift. When he comes to this earth, he's going to bring a Christmas gift. And here from verse 4, we find that he's the shepherd, the one that was rejected, the one that was born in Bethlehem. And he's going to feed his flock. And I can't think of anything that sets him forth so wonderfully as the fact that he's the shepherd of his flock. Remember, he said that he had other sheep, which are not of this flock, but of this fold. And it speaks of his care, his protection, and of his salvation. Actually, he is the good shepherd that laid down his life for the sheep. That's Psalm 22. And he is the great shepherd that keeps his sheep today. That's Psalm 23. And he's the chief shepherd that's coming someday. And his entire ministry is set forth under the office of a shepherd. And God's rulers have all been men that were trained as shepherds. That is, the great ones. You take, for instance, Moses. Moses was a shepherd before God made him the shepherd of his people. David was a shepherd boy, became the great king that he was. Now, what is it that he's going to bring as the great Christmas gift? Well, we'll have to keep reading here. Verse 5, and this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men. Now, there are several things here I think that we should note. I think the Assyrian, as we found it in Isaiah, sets forth the enemy that's coming in the last days. And I probably should use the plural instead of singular. The enemies that will come up against them is set forth by the Assyrian. He was so brutal, and he did take the northern kingdom into captivity. And it says he'll raise up 7 shepherds and 8 principal men. I don't care about going into mathematics, but it is quite interesting that you find as you get into the Word of God, the emphasis that is sometimes put on the numbers in Scripture, and especially these 2 numbers, you have, for instance, in the book of Proverbs, in verse 16 of chapter 6, it says, these 6 things doth the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. And that is, I think, quite interesting how that is developed. And we find that also used again in Ecclesiastes. And it denotes actually the fullness of the fact that God is going to deliver them in a full deliverance. I should turn to Ecclesiastes 11:2 and look at that for a moment. He says, give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. In other words, that denotes God makes adequate provision. And I think that that is the thought that is suggested here, that when the enemy comes down, God will be ready to take care of his own.